The U.S. women gymnasts have been dazzling all week, and the team has nicknamed themselves the Final Five in tribute to their fierce leader, Marta Caroli. She's stepping down after the Rio Games. Caroli and her husband Bella have been towering figures in the world of gymnastics, shaping and coaching generations of U.S. gymnasts. To talk about Marta Caroli's legacy, we have writer Devorah Myers. She's author of the book, The End of the Perfect 10. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Marta Caroli is officially the national team coordinator for U.S. gymnastics, but it seems like she has a lot more power and influence than that. Can you kind of describe her role in the sport today?
Well, officially, she runs the national team training camps, where once a month, all the top gymnasts in the United States come and are trained and observed. And she gives out these international assignments. Now, technically, there are two other people on the committee that decides who makes these teams. But I think most people recognize that Marta's voice is the loudest in the room and the most important. Like, the team that she really wants is generally the one that gets selected. But she's also, I mean, the girls really respect her and the girls really want to please her. Deep down, making Marta happy is what a lot of these girls are after.
Now, Marta was born in Romania. As people know, she was married to fellow coach Bella Caroli. Now, tell us about the system that they developed in Romania, what they essentially exported here to the U.S.
So the system that they developed in Romania, they were given permission to create an experimental school in Onești in the Carpathian Mountains, which is where actually Nadia Comăneci was from. So just really lucky. But anyway, they create this centralized model where the gymnasts sort of trained a lot without distractions and where the real priority was on sports and all the other things were kind of secondary.
And of course, they have a ranch in Texas, which has become something of a mecca for elite gymnasts, right?
Yes. Yeah, so now we have this semi-centralized training system where once a month, the members of the national team and other gymnasts who receive invitations and their coaches go down to Texas for 5 days and train with the national team training staff and stay in like cabins on the ranch.
Not everyone looks fondly on the Carolis' tenure. They have a reputation for being tough, have been accused of demeaning athletes in the past. People have been critical of some of their methods. Can you talk to that history and whether Marta was a part of it?
Well, in the 80s and 90s, especially when they moved to the United States, like stories started to come up about how harsh they were on the athletes, how hard the girls trained, and they weren't particularly kind to them. And some of their athletes, like Dominique Moceanu and others, have spoken out against them and spoken about their experiences. And others have defended them and said that this was necessary, that this was how they were motivated to train and compete at this level. If you want to beat the Soviets, you want to beat the Romanians, you really have to work incredibly hard.
And is Marta Caroli still talked about in that way?
Over the years, I've definitely noticed, I mean, she's still considered a real tough cookie. That said, it seems like she's softened. And even seeing her break down and cry at the Olympics when the team told her what their name was, the Final Five, in her honor, definitely been a noticeable slight softening. I still wouldn't want to have to work through those training sessions with those girls. I still think it's really, really hard.
What do you think her legacy will be?
When I think about her and Bella, but especially with Marta, they built two gymnastics powerhouses in two different countries. You know, putting their methods aside and whether or not you agree with how they coach, I think it's a real testament to sort of their vision and their leadership abilities.
Devorah Myers, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Devorah Myers, she's author of the book, The End of the Perfect 10, The Making and Breaking of Gymnastics' Top Score from Nadia to Now.